It's the Afternoon Stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
O'clock here in the Music City, so you know what time it is. Time for the Afternoon Stretch, and it is a beautiful, what is it, Tuesday today? Right? No? Today's Wednesday? I don't know what day
it is.
Tuesday. Is it Tuesday? I looked over, Ray was shaking his head no, so I got worried for a second, because I actually didn't know what day it was.
I guess we'll do an on-air negotiation real quick, because I had an important thing I needed to talk to you about.
Oh, is this a real thing, or is this like a ha-ha, it's a real thing?
Well, tomorrow,
like Sportsline putting out their power rankings. like, oh, it's totally real.
I swear to God, we're not trying to just
chase
for engagement.
Money, clicks, money.
Nah, tomorrow, I usually leave 30 minutes early on Monday and Wednesday, but tomorrow I need to leave an hour early because I barely didn't make it for the last one, so just to account for, I have a Halloween event I'm doing with the kids where I just basically make them fight to the death over candy, and I have to be there for it. So
no. Actually, weird.
It's not really a negotiation either. Like, I'm leaving.
What's weird is I was actually going to need you to be here like 2 hours later than normal. We're doing a 4-hour show tomorrow in honor of the World Series.
I wouldn't do that anyways for anything, especially over baseball. I couldn't even be honest with that. No, I'm just kidding. The world playoff baseball is fun. There's just only so much you can care about, and that's just so low.
I 100% agree with that optic, right? Like, I understand like what you're saying, because it is a fun time. But this is why I get back into my argument of make the Major League Baseball series shorter. All right? It's too long. 162 games is too many games. You have to make it shorter. It makes it more interesting. People love playoff baseball. You know why? Because it's three series. You know, that's all we have to worry about. We worry about the NLCS, the ALCS, the NLDS, the ALDS, and then we worry about World Series.
Like, I wonder if it's because, you know, they just, who knows? I don't know what their ratings look like or whatever, but they just, since they know they're not going to get many, like, maybe their contracts with advertisers are just like, yeah, we have 180 games, so we play 5,000 ads a day, and, you know, they
over time, right? It's so many looks.
Who knows? Yeah, who knows?
Once again, we know too much about the meta of this job.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know,
cursed with knowledge.
You're not the only one.
All the time.
Stark, you're not the only one cursed with knowledge.
Yeah, it's us. It sucks.
Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams, by the way, here inside the Strike and Spare.
I forgot we were on air.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it just is what it is. Yeah. That whole thing where it announces our names and tells people like, hey, the show's starting. That's usually right after.
I have my headphones on my ears. I put them on my head because I want everything to go straight to my brain.
Well, five brain play right there. We want you to join the show, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Braves are playing today in the World Series. A little bit strange, though. I mean, it's worth mentioning because you're going to hear it at 6 o'clock. We're going to go live on the show. Right when we're done, we're going to go live into the game on this station. You're going to hear an ESPN broadcast. It's not the Braves radio network is done carrying it, and it goes right into an ESPN broadcast. So that's really? What you're going to be here. Okay. But if we're lucky, because remember ESPN broadcast when they had their Braves and Dodgers. Remember the two interns or whatever, the two producers that started talking for like 2.5 minutes. I pray that happens. I really do. I hope somebody clicks that. Somebody yawns and the elbow hits that button or whatever happens. And then all of a sudden, we get to hear more background conversation over the game.
Yeah.
Highest rating part, first game, World Series, and then they just...
Crazier things have happened. You remember that Hawaii missile? That was crazy.
Man! Flashback. Like, legitimate flashback. Well, I forgot all about that.
Yeah.
Well, we were like, hey, Hawaii, you're about to disappear. Sorry. And everybody was like, well,
just through football, I have a ton of Polynesian friends, and they just talk. They're just like, is that not the scariest
Te Amu,
thing?
Te Amu, right?
Well, Te Amu, Sean Alway, a million others I'm not thinking of, Nephi.
Yeah. Polynesians like, love football and are huge.
They're warrior descendant people.
You look like a Polynesian.
I know.
You really do.
Yeah, but I'm way smarter than them.
Okay. Okay.
Don't worry. They can take jokes way better than anybody. I love
it. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. 615.
There's a reason they all play defense, all right?
I mean, they are big and strong, all right? they all look like The Rock, right? Just natural. Did you watch what movie was that? Was it Hobbs and Shaw that The Rock was in, that he was like, I gotta go back to my heritage, and he goes over to like Hawaii and fights like futuristic tech with like this old like Samoan way or whatever. It made no sense. He's like using like bones.
I don't watch any of the new.
You don't watch anything fun.
I was about to call them the Final Fantasy movies, but that's all they are is fantasy. So
jump in 615-844-5600. James in Nashville. James, how you doing, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Doing well, sir.
Good. Good. So I had a big time going to some football games last weekend, and I was going to try and catch George before he left, but he's already gone, hadn't he? I headed up to South Bend this last weekend and took in the Notre Dame and USC game.
Mm.
And lo and behold, the hotel I was in where the team stayed. And we were sitting there watching that Penn State-Illinois game, all those overtimes. They were hanging over the edge watching it, too. So they were having a big time watching that overtime game.
That was you were in the USC hotel?
No, I was in the Notre Dame hotel.
Oh, okay.
There's nothing better than like just seeing fans of the hotels. I remember we stayed at a bunch of Arkansas fans when we traveled to Arkansas. We're at our team hotel, and to be funny, they were just making the pig noises or whatever. Well, first of all, it's funny in a sense. Oh, yeah. It's grown adults doing it in a hotel, and the poor receptionists are probably like, "This is the worst thing I've ever seen."
Imagine somebody who doesn't know what college football is, and they're just watching these people yell "Suey" at a bunch of kids on the big 12th kids. Floor.
Yeah. I was at an Arkansas hotel at the Sugar Bowl one year, and thought I was going to lose my mind listening to that. Oh man.
Yeah, that's unfun. We don't like that. I was hoping you were at the USC hotel, though, because I was going to ask you if you saw Jeff Fisher or Mike Tomlin or somebody like that, if they were having some secret meeting in a hotel room.
We were going around to all the different places there, and I would say there's probably almost the USC people that were there. There were not that many, not enough to fill up a hotel, I don't think. But that was that game atmosphere there. That's the first time I've ever been there. It's kind of a bucket list thing. I go to a different game every year, but you couldn't even hear the USC band every time they got ready to play. On comes the speakers.
<It's> just, a little home field advantage. You love to see it.
Yeah. Last place I ever played, Notre Dame. Yeah.
Oh,
my favorite's
right.
When they bench press people. They're like all bench pressing each other. I think that's the most unique thing I've ever seen. That's my favorite fan thing.
I was sitting next to a family, and they had a little kid. He looks like he was about 10. They used him to lift up after every game. And he was just as happy as a clam because he got to go get a hot dog after every time he did that.
That's awesome. Hey, James, appreciate you calling in, brother.
You got it. Thanks. Bye.
Thank you, sir. Remember, you can jump in anytime, 615-844-5600. What happened at that Notre Dame game?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
That's a good point. I don't remember either.
We need Mike or Steve to call in because I remember they seemed to be professed knowledge experts on that game. I remember they went up there.
Hey, man. It was like 3 years, 4 years ago. I'm over it.
Your mouth is saying one thing that your eyes is not saying.
Don't I always look like this?
No. Just when you're dead inside.
Don't I always look like this?
I have life in my eyes. So anyway, I'm looking on our Twitter. Of course, we have our video on Facebook and Twitter. You can just search Nashville Sports Radio. And someone who liked our video, I demand Vanderbilt's 1921 Natty be recognized.
What? Who said that?
I don't know. That's his name. That's the name of their. That's his Twitter username. I don't know who that
just
is.
He liked it.
Yeah, he liked the tweet. That's Art Goldfinger.
Okay.
Yeah,
is awesome.
Yeah.
That's a good name. I demand
Vanderbilt's 1921 Natty be recognized. Tremendous name on there. Way too long, though. But it works. Like, if it's going to be long, it's got to at least be, like, it's got to have some spunk behind it. So, like we were talking about, Braves baseball tonight. You're going to be able to catch that 6 o'clock going up against the Houston Astros. Is there one thing that I hate more on this face of the earth? It's the Houston Astros.
And me being right.
Well, that is two. That is number two. There goes 1-2, and that happens tonight. And I swear, if they win, and Atlanta craps their big boy pants in this series, I may not watch baseball next year at all, like in totality, just out of sheer upsetness. And you might actually watch baseball all the next year if Houston wins.
My buddy's been asking me to come down to Houston, come down to Houston, come down to Houston. I probably won't, but that would be cool for a parade.
So if you're going to go buy tickets right now and watch a game, if you're in Houston, that's the time to do it. Tickets are like $300 or so a piece. If you're going to go watch the game in Atlanta, you better be ready. You better be ready to give up your first child.
Traffic in Nashville for football games is bad. I couldn't imagine Atlanta for the World Series.
Well,
that city, if you live in Atlanta, call in. I want to know how you live, like, because it just can't be. It can't be pleasant.
There's well, the good no thing, and you probably just don't know this, and that's okay. But the good thing about that is they're not in Atlanta anymore. They're like
the Braves?
Yeah.
Oh, good.
They moved their new stadium
Thank
outside of it.
God, they
but that
to.
Doesn't mean the traffic still isn't bad.
It's the worst I've ever seen.
It's terrible.
But, granted, I've been to New York, I've been to L.A., but I haven't been into the big interstates. I usually am able to get around it, but Atlanta is just like I was there for like 10 minutes, and I was like, I hate it here.
Hey, hey, Atlanta, you know what you should do? Name another street: Peachtree, whatever, Peachtree Road, Peachtree Lane, Peachtree Drive. Go ahead, do more peach trees. We get it, Georgia. It's the worst. I don't understand. I get lost because everything's on Peachtree, whatever, and I'm like, okay, I'm on Peachtree, and they're like, no, you're on Peachtree Ave.
Is Georgia named after a woman, or is a woman named after Georgia?
It's not
an answer.
Isn't that a country over in...
It's below Russia, but I don't know when they got their independence. I think it was fairly recently.
But that wasn't... Who cares about their independence? What about their name? Which came first? Georgia or Georgia?
It's a great question. Yeah. I have no idea.
Who stole's who emblem? Was it Green Bay stole Georgia's emblem, or was it, and then they just made it red and black, or vice versa?
Is Green Bay's emblem the same?
Yeah, the G? The Georgia G?
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about? Like for football,
it's
college.
It's the same?
Yeah.
I didn't know it was the same.
It's literally the exact same G. It's just a different color.
Wow, someone just was not trying.
No.
It has to be the Packers stole Georgia's because, no, maybe, I don't know.
I want to say Grambling as well, too. Grambling has that same G.
We should just make the afternoon stretch logo that G.
The afternoon stretch is just have the
Since
G behind it.
Since we're just copying it, might as well just
Spencer's not here, but he needs to get on that. It's I don't know which one came first. I know one of them had to have come first. Obviously, somebody started the G, and then somebody stole the G, and they don't want to admit it.
Yeah.
But it's got to be out there, wherever it is. So we'll have to find that out. That's good investigative journalism.
Yeah.
Who do you think wins tonight?
In what?
First game. Game one.
I was thinking about fights.
There is no fights tonight.
I think PFL's tonight.
Is PFL? Oh, you know what? It's Contender Series probably tonight, too.
Oh, yeah. There you go. Yeah. First thing I
can't wait to not know any of those people.
dude, look at the PFL names and pronounce them for me. I was trying to put together a parlay, and I was like, if I can't pronounce a single name, I'm not doing it.
And that's probably who you want to bet on, though, is the names that you can't say.
No, that's all. Yeah.
Just a bunch of Dagestanis out there just pounding people. Absolutely pounding people.
No, I think I think the Astros are going to win the series. I think
that's who your pick was at the beginning of the playoffs.
I think the Astros are going to win the series. I think the Braves are going to do that special thing where they go up one or two games and then start braving. I think that's going to happen. A lot of people expected it to happen with the Dodgers, and it didn't. Shout out to them. But
I'll tell you who I'm becoming a fan of rapidly, and it's somebody I think you should be a fan of just because you like people. You love people that go against the grain, right?
Like, you know, I don't want people that just purposely like that. That's not
it. Has to be natural, though.
Yeah,
like
I guess.
They can't purposely like I'm different. Like I'm quirky.
Exactly. I don't like. Yeah, I don't want that. I just like people. I like people that know that they're doing. I like people that do it just to make other people mad.
Yeah,
I think that's funny.
Well, and that's exactly why I'm liking this guy, Jock Peterson, who played for the Dodgers and then also went on to the Cubs and then got traded down to the Braves. He's been doing something lately, and he refuses to tell anybody why, which that's the best part of the story. I don't know. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Mm-mm.
He wrote a letter also that was in the Players Tribune today that was just titled Atlanta, and it was just about everything. And he was honest in it. He was like, I was actually happy in Chicago. I like the people. I like the area. I like the team. I was happy to be at Wrigley. But and he goes on basically to talk about it. If you haven't read that yet and you're a Braves fan, you are 100% missing out on – you know, something that's happening right now. It's just a great, it's a great story, just getting into the World Series, all that kind of stuff. And he goes on to talk about, you know, yeah, we won 88 games, whatever, but we might be those mother effers who might win this whole thing. So, you know, that sort of thing.
I saw that quote.
Yeah, it was awesome. But my favorite part is he wears pearls. You know, a lot of players wear
his neck?
Yeah. He wears pearls like when he's playing baseball.
That's
like
cool.
An old lady set of pearls. And people keep asking him, why do you wear pearls? And he's like, it's a mystery.
Nah, that guy's dope.
But yeah. Jock Pearls Peterson is what people have been calling him. And you'll see it in the World Series. I mean, obviously Braves fans have noticed this.
I feel like deep down, it just might be like he just thinks they're cool. And he's like, I like wearing them. But there's no meaning to it. But he doesn't want to just say that. So he's just like, yeah.
Well, he's going against the grain. Because normally you see, like, players in their chains. You know what I mean? Like, A.J. Brown's got his gold chain and everything he's got on and all that kind of stuff. Football and baseball. They wear their chains. They have their number on it. Whatever it is. You see that. And we have a social cognition of looking at pearls and thinking they're feminine. Like, that's just... That is a human condition. You think of like a lady in pearls. I've never seen a man rock pearls ever. That just honest, if I'm just being honest with myself. And Jock Peterson's like, you know what? I'm going to go hit home runs and I'm going to wear pearls across my neck.
I never thought of that. But that's probably because I played Pokemon Pearl and, you know, I was just accustomed to
true.
It. They broke that archetype.
But it's just like, maybe it's just him wearing pearls. He's like, oh, everybody else wearing chains. I'm going to wear pearls. You know, and then he started hitting well and was like, I'm never taking these pearls off. But I love it. Yeah. So if you're watching the game tonight or if you're listening, whatever it is, you'll probably hear about pearls because he's got them on and he'll be out there just
and there's not
bombs.
Much else to talk about when there's a baseball game going on. So they'll have to talk about that for an hour.
Oh, my goodness. People just turning off the radios as they go on.
Oh, man, he hates baseball.
I love the Fall Classic. I mean, it really is fun. Going to the World Series, I've never been to a World Series matchup, but I can imagine it's fun. Obviously, it's not Super Bowl, right? Like, there's no crazy halftime show or anything like that. It's multiple games, but still, the energy is just insane. And clearly something in Atlanta right now. I mean, like I said, those tickets are going for $1,000 a piece right now, just on the lowest you can get. Is like people are very excited.
What if the
Braves in Atlanta
go up 3-0 in the series,
they would have the fourth game at home
and then lose the series. Like, that's the equivalent of Atlanta pulling the 28-3,
right. Awesome. Or Cleveland going, you know, winning 3-1 against Golden State and they're choking 3-1 lead. Yeah, it would be like that. But
I don't want that to happen
for the memes. It's always fun. Well, and for Atlanta in general, right? Like, the Braves were the first major championship ever to be in Atlanta in 95 when that happened. And they had never had a major championship. And if I'm right, I believe they still haven't had one since then. If I'm thinking of, you know, Hawks, Falcons, they haven't had a major championship since then. So it's just been the Braves as their only. And also how many times it took the Braves got there and won pennants but couldn't win the World Series. It's they really need it in that city. They don't win a lot professionally. Like Georgia as a whole. When was the last time the Georgia Bulldogs won?
I think it's been 40 years, maybe.
How long?
40.
40? It's been a while.
If ever. If,
I mean, really,
number.
Straight up, like not knowing, like it's been a long time since they've won anything. So there's definitely something about it right now that Atlanta just, I feel like Georgia as a state just needs it.
Yeah, well, Georgia has nothing else in their state besides Atlanta either.
True.
It's really nothing else.
They're not. It's really not a great state.
No.
No. Like, if you're from Georgia, like, oh, that's wrong, but let's be straight.
No, it's not. I'm sure you're honest. Like, that's why so many people leave.
You know? Yeah, I mean, tons of people leave there. It's not fun.
That's why all the recruits from Georgia go to Clemson. 100%. They're like,
this place sucks. I don't want to be here anymore. I'm going to go to Nashville. All right, we got to go to our first break, but we want you to jump in. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. We still got this heavy traffic as we check it out live here on 65, coming past OHB all the way through Madison into Goodlettsville. Very busy on the South Loop, the West Loop. We just see heavy traffic making its way through Mount Juliet on I-40 East. It's just typical now going through Wilson County, headed out towards Smith County, where we've seen a lot of radar. Hey, Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. Order online anytime at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to babbel.com to try for free. That's BABBEL.com. Babbel.com.
I'm Bart Durham. I cut my teeth in the legal profession for 3 years as an assistant United States District Attorney. 10 years as a prosecutor changed my view of the law and how it can be used to make people's lives better. I started my own practice, helping injured people fight insurance companies.
I'm Blair Durham. My dad and I want to help. Give us a call at 615-242-9000.
DQ presents... Picture this. Picture yourself at DQ on Thursday, October 28th for Miracle Treat Day. You roll up to order a Blizzard with your friends and family like you have so many times before. But on this day, every flavor comes with a much-needed dose of hope. For every Blizzard you buy at participating locations, $1 or more will be donated to your local Children's Miracle Network Hospital, making Miracle Treat Day the most satisfying way to give hope to kids in your community. Thursday, October 28th at DQ.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower, mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain, mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio, I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner.
Sports Radio
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams. If you're on video, you got to see Bruno clapping. Nick on Facebook says, hey guys, what's up? Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, Nick, we're doing a show.
Nick's all excited because Optic Chicago is now Optic Dallas. Actually, I don't know if he's excited about it, but I know he's an Optic fan.
What, they moved like cities or something?
The CDL teams for Call of Duty, they're merging. Optic Dallas Empire and Optic are merging. They bought in. Yeah, whatever it is. And so it's stupid because this always happens to me. I don't know if this happens to anybody else. You ever buy someone's jersey and then they get traded like a week later? I bought who's the wide receiver for the Titans that he got traded to Philly? Oh, man, he was the Missouri wide receiver, and I can't think of his name now. DGB, yeah, Doriel Green Beckham.
Yeah.
Doriel Green Beckham got traded, and a week later, I bought the jersey, and he gets traded a week later. And then I'm in the Titans Pro Shop. Hey, I don't want this anymore because he just got traded. And they're like, oh, well, the jersey's cheaper now. And I'm like, no, I bought it when he had hope with the Titans still. I didn't buy it when he was going to the Eagles and was going to lose his career. All right? I bought it then. And I had to, like, argue with them to get it was the only time I've probably ever been a Karen in my life. But I was like, I spent $180 a piece almost.
No,
like,
100%.
I was like, I'm getting my money back for this. he traded them. I need trade insurance on this.
I think there are some times where you can, like, being a Karen is justified. When you touch money, man, that's it. When it's people walking their dogs, you know, like, get over it. But when you're touching a man's money, you got to do what you got to do.
I do also get mad when people walk their dogs in my yard. Well, but I don't say anything. I just sit there and view them.
Public places, yeah.
Sit there and just look at them from my window and just mad. Just like, I hate you. Get your dog off my yard. But that happened to me. Dallas Empire. I bought a Dallas Empire jersey. And then sure enough, that's all gone out the window now because they're not even a thing anymore. So fun stuff when you buy somebody and you're like, all right, I'm digging in. And then they leave you. It's just mad. In the news, though, I made a joke about it with James when he called. USC had a list of potential head coaches come out today. Jeff Fisher was on that list, which you're already giving me like the skeptical hippo eyes almost right now.
All I'm saying, Jeff Fisher reports that Jeff Fisher is in the running. That's Jeff Fisher's friends report that Jeff Fisher is in the running.
I'm not saying anything bad about Jeff Fisher.
No, I love him. National legend.
And it's super boring. Like, you know, if I see more like, okay, the jokes are done.
The jokes are supposed to be funny, and it's just not, you know?
Yeah. It really is just boring to even say, like, Jeff Fisher 8-8 and all that. I saw somebody type in that was like, you know, they South California, and they like replace like parts of the word with 8 and another one 8, and it's like it's boring. The jokes are over now. Can we make the 8-8 joke? Like, if you do that, once again, you're the version of people that's like, pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. You know, like, it's just the most boring argument and jokes you could possibly make over and over again. That's been made a million times.
You put on your like Tinder bio, you watch The Office. Like, congrats.
Congrats. Or you put like what episode and like the exact time, and it's like whatever joke thing. Like, it's like boring. We don't care anymore. You got to move on to something. Find something new. You're just doing things you saw other people do online. But with that being said, out of all that list, I don't know if you saw the whole list. It was James Franklin also got mentioned.
Probably a front runner, honestly.
He changed, by the way, his agent.
Wow. Is that suspicious or what? To Jimmy Sexton, the CAA guy, who is like the big D agent.
Right. The agent's
agent.
Wow.
Why would you need an agent if you're on a contract right now with a Big Ten school? Why would you need a new agent?
Because Big Ten sucks. And he wants to go to SEC probably for the LSU job is my guess, is what he has to be going for. Like, I understand the USC thing, but I cannot imagine he leaves Big Ten, goes to the USC. I feel like that's a step down going over to Pac-12. Like, I feel like you have the LSU job opening up here soon, and it's like, why wouldn't he come back to the SEC?
Yeah, but that's James. So who else was on the list?
There were some other names, but the other one that really stood out to me was Mike Tomlin, Steelers head coach.
Well, that was Carson Palmer leaking it too, right?
Yeah.
Carson probably heard it from a booster who, hey, they don't lie to boosters. You just can't. The most powerful person in all these organizations are boosters. It's usually who leaks all the information too.
Yeah.
100%. Because that's the funny thing. Like, if I leak something about Vanderbilt, Vanderbilt can be like, your creds are taken away. We're mad at you. Meh. If John Ingram leaks something about Vanderbilt, you think they're going to go up and be like, hey, you can't
you
do that.
You can't say that.
They're going to go, hey.
Right, just a check.
You know, this is the most powerful person. So some booster with a loud mouth told Carson Palmer something, and then Carson Palmer just loud mouthed it out. And Mike Tomlin was like, I'm going to, you know, to I guess, pose for the Steeler job. He went up there and was like, I'm not going to talk about it. And then everyone's like, all the national headline people on Twitter are like, oh, watch this incredible presser. This is how you turn down a job. And it's like, turn down, you say. We'll see about that.
Well, going back to James Frank, I forgot about this. I tweeted out earlier. It was just
Illinois.
Yeah, so he made a quote, and so somebody asked James Frank if he's committed to being Penn State's head coach beyond the season. He says, my focus is completely on Illinois and this team and this program. I think I've shown that over my 8-year commitment to this university and this community, and that's kind of my statement.
Trevor Lawrence, when you said it's ironic you have to go to London to play a Miami team, it's not what irony means. Read that tweet, and that is the very this tweet is the very definition of irony.
Well,
I'm so focused on this, and he talks about a team he played last week.
Yeah. they play Ohio irony. State. That's who he should be focused on. doesn't care. Checked out is what that
James,
is.
Wow, James Franklin. I love when guys like James Franklin act like they're person. Well, it's weird. James Franklin.
The beat writer, sorry, I'm going to cut you off. But the beat writer says clearly he meant Ohio State, but, you know, it's been a week. It's just like, come on, don't cover up for him. Yeah. You know what he's doing.
He's a career guy. He's all about his career.
Yeah.
Which he really does have relationships with people like old Vandy players that I know will text him, and he'll still text back, right? Like, that's huge. A lot of coaches are like, I'm busy or too big. Like, he will. Like, so he does have relationships with people. But I always think it's always, you know, career-centric kind of
thing. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he, you know, humans are like onions.
He pulling back layers. Different layers every single time.
But he's a career guy, and he's 100% looking around.
Yeah, so. It's just what it is. You know, he wants to make money. Good for him. Let's go to the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600. Mike in Melrose. Mike, how you doing, buddy?
Doing all right. First of all, let me say I did not call in to bring up the Notre Dame game against Vanderbilt.
Thank you. Wow.
Me and Steve were at. That hurt us a lot, too. I think I told you I had a Notre Dame fan after the game kind of act like they just blew us out or something. Like it wasn't a close game at all. Like, whatever.
Was it you that went to the bar with John Tafford, done bar rescue?
No, I did not go with him. But we went to – well, I went to the – yeah, I did go to the one. Yeah, I did go to the one that – that they filmed that, yes.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, that's what I was wondering. Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah, I did go to that. I did not eat anything there. Thank goodness.
Good.
Hey, you're talking about the last time Georgia, I guess it was 81 when they beat Penn State.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we actually had a caller call in and tell us that. So Bruno was right. It was 40 years ago.
41, 40, same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, you're talking about their logo now. Didn't both of them steal it from them and Green Bay both steal it from the Gallatin Green Wave?
If you ask anybody in Gallatin, yeah, they probably did.
Back when they had Calvin Short there. Hey, I went down to Atlanta 2 weeks ago and had. I'm not a Braves fan, but I had a big time just hanging out. It's much easier to get to now. It's right there when you get to Marietta. Mm-hmm. It's right off Interstate. We stayed at a hotel like 3 miles down or 3 blocks down and just walked. That same hotel this weekend is, I think my brother posted it, $700 for the Super 8.
Wow.
So, and plus the ticket. So, we will not be making that trip. I did go to the World Series down there in 96 when the Yankees beat them. And then I've also had a chance when my dad worked in baseball. I got to go to the World Series in 84 in Detroit and 85 in Kansas City. And it is it's such an experience. Just like you say, the season, the games don't mean that much. But when you get to this level, I mean, that place, a lot of people are just going to go down there and just hang out in the Battery because it will be rocking.
Yeah, well, I mean, you look at they're going to have to hang out in the Battery because you look at the tickets right now for them. They're not – a lot of people ain't paying those prices to get in there either. So they're just going to watch it from the outside and enjoy the atmosphere.
Used to be – I don't know if it's still this way – like you had to buy the whole all three or all four games. You know, there's a chance Atlanta could have three. They'll probably have three Friday, Saturday, Sunday.
Yeah.
And you would have to buy all three, and if it didn't go that game, they would refund or tap it on to next year for your season tickets. I don't know if they still do it that way.
Yeah, I saw you could still buy single tickets for, like, single games. So I don't know. Maybe that was why maybe the prices are so gouging. If you buy multiple tickets, probably drops it down a little bit for you if you're going to multiple games.
I saw standing room only was like $1,000.
Yeah, it's crazy right now. The amount that it costs. It's not that way in Houston though, you know, which is strange. Yeah. But in Atlanta, it's crazy right now.
Yeah. What is the most that you guys would pay to attend a sporting event, and what event would that be?
Oh, I'd pay. If I didn't have the press passes to that Conor McGregor fight, I'd be willing to pay like $5,000 to do it. That's probably the max though.
Yeah.
Like even at my most wealthy, I couldn't imagine paying over $5,000 for something.
What
would you pay?
Go ahead, Mike.
I was going to ask Bruno what he would pay to go watch Vanderbilt in a national championship football game or basketball.
Everything. Mike,
listen. He's hitting up John Ingram.
That's Mike, what he's listen, doing. Man, I would sacrifice all worldly and humanly possessions. Like, I'm willing to give up legs.
Would you give up your black belt?
No. Good. You literally stumped me. No.
that one's happening. I think I would pay. I'd like to go to a game 7 of NBA finals.
That would be huge.
That looks like the most energy you could have. You know, it's so many people. It's
smaller stadium, which makes it, you know,
a lot of pressure. Yeah, you know, all that kind of stuff.
More that intimate, seems, if some would say.
Yeah, or game 7 of the Preds, and you know, for Stanley Cup Finals, that would be in Bridgestone. Would be as electric as I think you could find an atmosphere in general. I'd probably pay me personally, and this is kind of strange to say. I've never actually paid for a professional sporting event ticket. I've either just had credentials or I've known people with tickets, just same. That kind of situation. But I would, I don't know, I'd probably pay up to $1,000, but I wouldn't go over $1,000.
I feel like a World Cup final in America. Like,
yeah.
I feel like that would be the most energetic, because we, you know, we say we don't like soccer, but imagine that scenario. I already know. It would be, you talk about a city getting nuked. Same thing might as well happen.
Yeah.
You know, we have to sacrifice that city.
Yeah. Sorry, LA.
You would have to pay me $1,000 to go watch a soccer match.
No.
Look, I'm not going to lie, Mike. I'm right there with you. Soccer is very boring. I went, and when I was over at the Nashville SC, the only thing that kept me going was the roadies.
About a United States in the World Cup final.
Oh,
the
yeah.
Energy in that. I'm telling you, it'd be unlike anything.
Probably.
100%.
Yeah. But soccer's still.
All right, guys.
Boring. Yeah.
I'm headed to Hendersonville to referee some football. Y'all wish me luck.
Football? What team?
They got a little 12-year-old kids.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure
if I knew what was going on. Maybe it was missing a game.
the future Commandos.
Oh, good. Hey, Mike, have fun up there. Go to Slim Chickens. Get you some food. Tell them Zach sent you.
Gotcha. See ya.
See you, buddy. Worried for a second. I didn't know if it was Tuesday, Wednesday. It might have been Friday. It could be a game tonight. I don't know. I'm just here, baby.
I've been just on nothing in my head for the past 6 hours. So
that's how it is, baby. Sleeping good,
autopilot,
though. That's all that matters. That's all that matters. I went to sleep at 7:40 p.m. last night. That Monday night football game, I watched it for 10 minutes, and it sucked. That game sucked.
Now, we're at that part of football season where it's just not new anymore, so it's like whatever.
Yeah, well, when you see a, what was it, 13-10, the final, yeah, the score was, and it was rainy, and it was just backups galore and everything going on. It was looking absolutely terrible of a game. It was not fun. Yeah, I'm going to, I don't know, not watch it and then fall asleep. And then my wife's going to be like, are you sure you want to go to bed? And I'm like, yeah.
Did you wake up at midnight?
No, I woke up at 6 six in the morning.
That would happen to me. I just wake up at midnight.
No. I slept all the way from 7 to 6, and I felt great. Felt amazing. Woke up today, still feel good. Love it. Love getting good sleep. That's all about. We need to go to our next break.
Oh, okay.
Steve in Nashville, if you could just hold on till the other end, my
Steve
man.
Steve talks about Notre Dame, hang up on him.
Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. Heavy traffic as expected here on the South Loop, the West Loop, 65 South at Armory. It appeared they were moving a wreck there in that area just a couple of minutes ago. Traffic's really busy. 24 back up towards the Jolton area and I-40 making your way through Wilson County as you head out through Mount Juliet. Princess Hot Chicken is now open inside the Assembly Food Hall near the National Museum of African American Music on Broadway. You can always order online at princesshotchicken.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
It's the sound of the skate sliding on the ice. It's the rumble of music and vibration under your feet. It's the sea of gold sweeping across Bridgestone Arena. The Nashville Predators are back in action with the excitement you've been waiting for. These are the golden moments you do not want to miss. Single game tickets are on sale now. Visit NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat. Grab your gold and show your pride because we're painting the town Preds. Smashville, it's time for Nashville Predators hockey. Visit NashvillePredators.com today.
We prevent engine problems by changing the oil in our car. But when it comes to our hearts, we often wait until there's a problem. Why wait for problems when you can be preventative? Soul-T is a patented tea extract that can help reduce cholesterol and help maintain heart health. I have friends who have been taking Soul-T for years, and the results have been remarkable. And they owe it to Soul-T. Don't wait for a problem. Come to soulteat.com/radio and start taking care of your heart today with a special 25% discount exclusively at soulteat.com/radio.
Hi, I'm Vivica Fox. For more than 100 years, American Humane has been helping our best friends in their worst times, during hurricanes, tornadoes, and increasingly, wildfires. They're real heroes to these animals. But Mother Nature isn't the only danger that animals face. Sometimes it's human nature that's the greatest threat. Each year, more than 6 million beautiful, adoptable animals are being abandoned, and more than 1 million are euthanized before they can be rescued. These animals need heroes, too. Heroes to open up their hearts and homes and to give them the love they deserve. Be a hero to an animal in need. Consider becoming an American Humane Rescue Volunteer or adopt from your local shelter. Visit AmericanHumane.org to find out how you can be a hero and help our best friends in their worst times.
If you're looking to turn the corner in 2021 in a new job with a family-owned business that believes the best way to serve customers is by taking care of its employees first, let me tell you about Goggin Cold Haul. Goggin Cold Haul operates within a 500-mile radius of its Smyrna base and seeks professional drivers to join its team with a $1,000 sign-on bonus. There's weekly home time with no northeast travel and no-touch freight with our late-model Freightliner and Kenworth trucks. A new beginning awaits you in 2021 at Goggin Cold Haul, the coldest team in town.
This is the Greg Pogue and John Burton Show.
A true legend, Billy White Shoes Johnson, painted your shoes white on a dare and it just stuck?
Yeah, it did. It makes you feel a lot better than wearing them old black shoes. And it was just a matter of fun.
Tell him, Billy, look good, feel good, play good, right?
All the time.
Greg Pogue and News Channel 5's John Burton. WNSR. Nashville Sports Radio.
Sports
Radio, WNSR. Welcome back to the Afternoon Stretch. Brenna Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studios. Bruno coughing in the background because he had a mamba. Which is like slowly becoming the candy of the show.
Yeah, we need to get in touch with him.
Yeah, we really do because Ray, Ray might have a deal with him already. He's got them always.
I've been on Mambas for a while. They're better than the other types of candy that are like them, like Starburst.
I was about to say, we don't want to say them already because we want Mono as the sponsor. Don't mention the other candies. Starburst,
you get like a pound of them for like a dollar.
Mambas are underrated. I'm not gonna lie because I didn't even. Confession time. I didn't have one until Ray gave me one. And that was like months ago. Yeah, it was the first time I ever had one. I've seen them, but I was like, I don't know what this candy is, you know? Oh, Starburst. I was like, well, I guess I'm a mamba now. But they're great. They really are great. And I kind of look forward to it because Ray's got kids, so he just always has candy around. I guess it just happens when you have a kid. You're like, I got to have this at any time.
I got to take it for the guys.
And he throws them at us like they're ninja stars, too. He's like, bling, bling, bling. Yeah, we need to talk to Mamba. That's a good idea, Ray. Or Bruno, which
is Bruno.
Oh, okay. Good job, guys. All right, let's go to the F&M Bank phone line. Remember, you can jump in 615-844-5600. Steven Nash, how you doing?
What's up, gentlemen? Figured I'd have back-to-back Schmidtos here.
We love it.
Apologize for that. But, Bruno, I can't bring up the Fighting Irish. Like, what about the Gators? You didn't bring them up?
Which honestly, one, dude, just talk about whatever you want. It's all dead to me anyways. Which one?
Bring up all of them at once because it's just funny to watch them like melt.
You didn't beat South Carolina either, right? They
nope.
Beat them in 9 or 10. They weren't even good then, were they?
No, neither were we.
Y'all were good for Vanderbilt. Anywho, it's a shame you don't like baseball. There are two Vandy boys on the Braves, so they called up.
Yeah, Dansby Swanson's a real one, man. His first year of getting money from the MLB, he bought us like a ton of new speakers for our weight room. He's a real one. We gotta appreciate that guy.
That's good.
Yeah, most people probably don't even know that. I should probably tweet that out. Like, he's a real one. He's the coolest guy ever. You're like, this guy looks so good. He must be like a douche. And then, no, it couldn't be the more opposite. There's nothing wrong with that guy.
I had a friend that tried so hard to like. I mean, she was essentially trying to be a gold digger. And he just was like, I'm not going to talk. Like, straight up to her. I was like, I don't want to talk to you anymore. And I was like, good job, him. Because I knew the girl. And I was like, she sucks. I don't even know Dansby, but I'd be like, hey, man, good choice.
I guess he's handsome. I probably told y'all my daughter named her dog Dansby. So
Dansby, if I had a girlfriend and like Dansby started talking to her, it's over. And I have to understand that.
You got
to
submit.
Yeah, I mean, I just got to move on with my life. And such as the cards I play the cards I'm dealt, and he plays his. You know, what are we talking about?
Dansby's good looks. Tell me if I messed up yesterday. I could have bought two tickets in the whatever they call the deck. Section for like $850 a piece. Do you think I could have resold those and made some money? I almost pushed purchase. I probably wouldn't have used them, but I couldn't imagine anybody paying more than $1,000. It'd be worth the risk to put it out there. But
well, you know, it's like, would you put an $850 risk on the Braves winning? the World Series, because if you did that, then you might as well buy the tickets, because if they win two in Houston and they're coming to Atlanta with a 2-0 lead and they could win it, those tickets are going to not just be $1,000. They haven't even played yet and they're $1,000. If they win a game and have a chance to win the whole series in Atlanta, those tickets are going to be like, we're talking like $10,000 to $13,000 for the cheapest you're going to be able to find.
Yeah. But I'm looking at Ticketmaster right now in Houston. I mean, it looks like half the stadium's still for sale.
Yeah, they're cheap in Houston.
That's weird. I mean, you could sit and have a seat for $350, which for a World Series, Game 1 World Series, that's crazy. But
yeah. I was talking to George.
Normal people don't really care about baseball.
Yeah.
Surprise.
I was talking to George on the changeover of the shows, and he was like, he thinks it's just because Houston's been there recently.
Yeah.
But still, I mean, you know, it's... It's the World Series, you know. How do you not come out?
Yeah.
It's baseball is one of those things where like small market teams like are probably the loudest, like the Cardinals, stuff like that. Braves aren't small market, but you're in Georgia, which is irrelevant state, right? With one city, so everyone's going to want to go do the thing.
Well, maybe the Houston fans are just mad they don't have enough like plus size seats in the audience, you know?
Yeah,
my phone's on it.
It's like in the top five size city in the country, isn't it? So you'd think all the corporate money would. Buy it up. I don't know, but you guys are big gamblers. I haven't seen about Mattress Mac this year, if he's putting big bets down.
Yeah, so Mattress Mac is set. If Houston wins, if they win the World Series, he wins $32 million. It's going to be the single largest bet in history.
That's awesome. So what did he do? Just place that bet at the start of the playoffs?
Yep. Yep, right before the playoffs started, he flew to Colorado or wherever he had to fly to out of Texas and placed that bet. So $32 million is on the line if he wins. I wonder what his cash-out option is like right now.
Yeah. He does. I mean, I know he hedges his bet against his furniture stores because he always puts promotions. If they win, then people get their furniture for free. If not, I guess he kind of break even. They say he's a really good guy, like during the hurricanes they've had, he's opened his stores to people that need help. So everybody that I've met that knows about him said he's a really, really good person. So that's good.
That's nice.
I still won't be cheering for the Astros. So
no, they do not deserve it, and I will not be either. And I will boycott baseball if they win this year. I hate them.
Yep. Is Phil going to play this year again, or is he done?
Who's that? Who? What did you say?
Phil on football, it feels.
Oh, I think he's day to day. I'm pretty sure he's day to day right now. Possibility he plays this weekend, but if he's not practicing, they might just go with Mike one more time. And then,
Seals, okay,
yeah.
I thought he was saying Fields. I thought he was on the Fields of like the like throw a Chicago Bears question at us just out the rib.
That would be quite a twist. I'm worried about the Bears right now. Nope.
Not good.
Anyhow, who the Titans play this week? The Colts, right?
Colts, yeah, they're in Indianapolis on Halloween. Spooky game.
That'll be a tough game. Indy's not a rollover anymore. They're coming together, so.
The curse needs to go back on him soon by Bruno.
Oh, it's already on. I forgot to announce.
It's back.
Well, I kept Carson Wentz cursed, but I allowed the Colts to win. Now the Colts are cursed again.
Carson's playing well, though.
No, really. He What did you watch the first half of the Colts game?
Did you watch the whole game? Because he had good stats by the end of it.
Don't look at the stat, please, God. That's the worst kind of. That triggers me from a film standpoint, like someone who's been there before. Because there's nothing more annoying than someone who walks in after just sucking for half of the game you're supposed to be good at, walking in to film the next day like you're the hottest thing on the planet. If I had to watch that, I already know. I've been there. I already know. The offensive line is watching that Carson Wentz clip, and they're just making fun of him relentlessly for an hour. That's all they're doing. Like, where he just pitched the ball to the defense.
Yeah.
He's awful. He's awful. He's just, wow, Carson Wentz, you didn't play bad for two quarters. What a joke. They treat this guy like he's a make-a-wish kid. Like, he does my team, you did it. Carson! Dude, shut up.
What do you have against Carson? What did he do to you?
He sucks, and he plays for the Colts.
And he used to play for the Eagles, who also Bruno hated.
Carson. Hey, real quick, back on Vanderbilt. Somebody told me yesterday they've raised all that money, the $300 million plus $100 million. Have you heard anything on that for facilities over there?
I've heard they have, like, a general plan. And I don't know if they raised all the money they thought they were going to raise, but I think they have a plan going forward. But we would never know publicly because they don't talk about it. So
I don't know, which is ridiculous that they need to raise money with all the coffers they got. But anywho, all right, boys, y'all make sure you get ready to watch baseball tonight. I'm sure you'll be dialed in.
Oh, yeah. It's going to happen. Hey, Steve, appreciate you calling in, buddy.
I'll be good. Anchor down, boys.
I think if Vanderbilt had raised the money, we would see a press release about it, right? Like a press release? Like, would we see? You really don't think so? They made such a big deal about it.
You hear things in the background, but you have to protect sources, and you don't know if the story is 100%.
Maybe they're waiting on the money, the moolah.
I'm pretty sure there is a plan in place that, and when it comes out, I don't think people are going to react really well to it. But it is a plan, and we'll see. It's just as I think it's going to be just as controversial as. I'm not saying the stadium is involved in this, but I think it's going to be just as split down the middle as, when the stadium thing, moving to the fairgrounds or whatever. Like, it's going to be one of those things where it is changed, so it is what it is.
Yeah. All right, we need to run to our last break of the hour, but we want you to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Good afternoon. They just now moved this rank over to the side on 40 westbound. At Fessler's, at one point, it had traffic really slow. They're dispatching a wreck with injuries, 1100 block at Gallatin Avenue. That's going to be East Nashville, 65 south at Armory. That wreck's over to the side. Still got this heavy traffic, I-40 out through Kingston Springs. All that traffic continuing towards Dixon County. Watch your speed. Gatlinburg Wine Cellar, home of the world-famous cotton candy wine. Log on to GatlinburgWineCellar.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
With Kerry Murphy is on.
NASCAR Xfinity Series racing from Kansas Speedway and Ty Gibbs is shocking the NASCAR world. He led only 14 laps, but he nabs his fourth win of the season.
Yeah, it's a true pleasure. You know, like I said before, you know, last time we were doubleheader, I won the Xfinity race. So, you know, to have four, you know, my rookie year, I would never have thought of this at all. And it's just, you know, it's mind blowing. You know, I'm super, you know, super thankful and super, you know, super blessed. And it's a true pleasure. You know, I really don't care about who wins. I mean, hopefully one of my teammates, but, you know, we're running for an owner's championship in the 54. So, you know, it's good to always get in there and win. I feel like, you know, hopefully every time we should, you know, there's times where I should race my teammates better, and I'm learning from that and I'm moving on from it. But you know, today I feel like we had a good day, and, you know, it sucks that Harrison got, I don't know what happened, got wrecked or was involved with something on the front stretch, but, you know, hopefully we can, you know, make sure we're getting, you know, our JGR, all our rest of our teammate cars in the championship.
Austin Cindric was second, followed by A.J. Allmendinger, Justin Haley, and Ryan Sieg rounds out the top five. The bottom four in the championship playoffs for the series are Justin Haley, Noah Gragson, Brandon Jones, and Harrison Burton. Up next for the Xfinity Series is Martinsville Speedway. Short track action in their round of eight. Four drivers will be eliminated.
Like us at facebook.com/thefinallap. Like us.
Whether you're vaccinated or not, it's important to know the symptoms of COVID and its variants. Fever is the leading sign of COVID and the flu, so make sure you use an accurate thermometer. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate with more than 100 clinical studies. Non-contact thermometers have no clinical evidence behind them and are not reliable. Be vigilant and seek medical advice at the first sign of fever. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Maureen saved big shopping epic daily deals at Amazon. So now she's free to become Maureen the Merrier. And with her brand new tableware, everyone's welcome at Maureen's table. All of her family, friends, even her neighbor with the pet. Hey, has anyone seen a ferret around here? Found it. Dig into Amazon's epic daily deals. Spend less, smile more.
At Slim Chickens, you and your family are our first priority. In every restaurant, we're working to ensure our food is safe, fresh, and ready when you are. From in-store pickup, curbside service, or now, you can get it delivered right to your door. Just order online or through the Slim's app. We're here for you, and we're ready to serve. Download the Slim Chickens app to order, earn rewards, and get it delivered.
With three locations in Murfreesboro, Mount Juliet, and Hendersonville.
Welcome back in the afternoon stretch. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here. Final moments of the first hour. Whole second hour coming up, though. Don't want you to go anywhere. If you want to jump in, you can go ahead and get early on the phone lines. We've got lines available, 615-844-5600. That's the line, the F&M Bank phone line, that is, if you want to get in. When we come back, you know how we love when national media just messes things up, whether it's technical errors or just plain stupidity. We got another one that happened yesterday. Actually happened while we were on air live, so we didn't get to see it up until it happened. So some people have already seen it, but we're going to get into it. You don't want to miss it, though, because it is just another stupid... It's your job to talk sports. Learn it. You know, how do you mess it up so much? Is it on purpose? Like, I kind of wonder if it's on purpose, too.
No shock.
Maybe not. All right, second hour coming up. Don't go anywhere.
I'm Derek Dennis. An FDA advisory panel voting to endorse Pfizer's COVID vaccine for kids 5 to 11 be authorized for emergency use. It still needs a full vote by the FDA, and the CDC will get the final say on guidelines. The White House says President Biden is getting daily briefings on the group of missionaries kidnapped in Haiti just over a week ago. Five children are among the 16 American hostages and one Canadian that were abducted by a gang. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan says the U.S. is in contact with Haiti's interim government.
We need to manage this situation as carefully as possible so that at the end of the day we achieve our objective, which is the safe return of every single one of those both adults and children.
The Federal Trade Commission says a report found annual cigarette sales jumped for the first time in two decades from just under $203 billion in 2019 to nearly $204 billion during the pandemic lockdown last year. This is ABC News.
Let's be real. Mopping is a hassle. You have to fill the bucket, pushing a wet, heavy mop around, then cleaning the mop when you're done so it doesn't grow bacteria. A hassle on top of a hassle. Try Swiffer WetJet. With Swiffer WetJet, you start with a fresh pad and cleaning solution every time. And when you're done, you just toss the pad. Swiffer WetJet. The faster, easier, cleaner way to clean your floors.
There's confusion about how to protect yourself from COVID. One thing is certain. Whether or not you're vaccinated, you need an accurate thermometer to check for fever, the leading sign of flu and COVID. Be vigilant and contact your medical provider at the first sign of fever. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers that have no scientific studies. Only the Exergen Temporal Scanner Thermometer has been proven accurate in more than 100 clinical studies. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Hello. This is Greg Pogue. The first time I met Tim Leeper, owner of Tim Leeper Roofing, I didn't know I needed a roof on my home, but I recalled meeting Tim as a huge supporter of Hope Hines' annual charity golf tournament, and upon further research at timleeperroofing.com, that his long-based mid-state company was a former recipient of Roofing Contractor of the Year in Tennessee. Now in these trying times, we all should seek a comfort level personally and professionally. So if you have roofing issues, either residential or commercial, I recommend Tim Leeper Roofing. Please give them a visit at timleeperroofing.com.
Hey, Middle Tennessee. Happy Grizzoween. Come out and see Tyus Jones and your next gen Grizz as they take on the Heat Saturday at 7 p.m. Be sure and get there early to join the Grizzoween festivities. Plus, free Grizzlies face masks will be handed out to the first 10,000 fans in the building. Grab your tickets today by calling 901-888-HOOP or visit Grizzlies.com or catch every Grizzlies game right here on Nashville Sports Radio.
Get all your NASCAR news every weekday right here on the Final Lap. Hey, it's Kerry Murphy, and the season of Kyle Larson continues. Ninth win this year, third in a row, and up next is Martinsville Speedway, which is going to be crazy. He's the only one locked in for Phoenix. Everything else is up for grabs. So you grab all the latest NASCAR news, race recaps, driver interviews, stats, and info every single weekday right here.
Hi, this is Kyle Larson, and you're listening to the Final Lap with Kerry Murphy.
Every single weekday right here.
Welcome back to the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center Studio.
Oh, my God. Okay, it's happening.
It's the afternoon stretch with Zach Williams and Bruno Reagan.
Everybody stay calm. Sure. Stay calm.
Call now on the F&M Bank phone line, 615-844-5600.
You are an unstoppable good idea machine.
Now here's Bruno and Zach.
Welcome back. Second hour of the afternoon stretch. 5 o'clock here in Nashville on your way home from work. Hopefully you're just almost there, getting through the traffic. Hopefully traffic's not bad. Let's just be honest, because the second we're out of here, we have to face it too, and it sucks sometimes.
Yeah, hopefully traffic looks like what it looks like after a Kentucky game. Just nobody, because no one's there. No one cares about the stadium. This is a terrible program.
Well, especially after they lose at night to the Vols this week, right? Like,
I'm probably going to put money on Tennessee again.
Yeah. I really do think, like, not trying to be funny, I actually think Tennessee can win that game against Kentucky.
I think Tennessee might be the favorite. I have to look at the spread. And
they couldn't be the favorite.
I think they'd rightfully be the favorite.
If they show up like they did against Alabama in that first half of the game, like, they can get up early on Kentucky, I think they could beat Kentucky.
I don't know. Kentucky is like a pretend team. You know what I'm saying?
Well, they don't really win stuff.
They haven't even played Vanderbilt yet, so we don't know if Vanderbeult's going to win or not. How do we know if they're good?
Hold on. I'll destroy that bit right there. All right. Shut up. We want you to call in, though. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. If you want to jump in, lines available for you. So I hinted at it going into the from the first hour to the second hour now. National media, we heard Chris Bouchard and him.
Has he tweeted since?
No. Well, I mean, he's tweeted since, but not about him just being completely wrong. Yeah, go check and see. You know, it's just still about. And if you hadn't heard it, it's Chris Bouchard just screaming at the top of his lungs about how when the Titans on Monday Night Football beat the Bills and Josh Allen slipped on that 2-yard line or whatever it was. And he goes, I wonder why he slipped. Maybe it was because he didn't have his Pro Bowl left tackle, Taylor Lewan, on the field. You know, and it's like he's making it seem like he has some great point about Taylor Lewan not being there for the Bills and being on the Bills team. Then there was the ESPN national broadcast with the Dodgers Braves, where you have somebody clicks a wrong button and all of a sudden you hear two interns or whatever producers talking in the background on like a Zoom call during a national game, and you don't even hear the game anymore. That's hilarious in itself. But what is there? Undisputed, that's what it is. Skip Bayless and Shannon Sharp, which that show is, you know, Shannon's amusing, right? It's there's times where he's funny. It gets a little over the top sometimes. They're talking about the Titans. I'm going to go ahead and let Ray play it so you can hear it, and then we'll react to it.
Down corners you're up against.
No. Okay? No.
So again, they have some playmakers. Byard's a playmaker on defense, but they're not great on defense.
But what's the number one thing if you want to slow down a quarterback? Pressure.
Yep.
What were they doing? And that was my concern about Tennessee, Skip. And I said, well, you know, they got Julio, they got A.J. Brown, they got Derrick Henry, they can run. What about defensively? Because remember two years ago, they tried to sign Jadeveon Clowney. Mm-hmm. Didn't pan out. They tried to sign Vic Beasley. Yep. Didn't pan out. They couldn't generate pressure. Now you bring in Bud Dupree, strip sack. You Greg Landry, who's doing a great job. Mm-hmm. So now they can pressure him. So yep. The quarterback, you've rendered the quarterback obsolete because he doesn't have to hold up very long.
Greg Landry.
Yep. Hey, to be 100% fair, he got most of it right. It's like getting a 98 on a test. You missed one. You missed one part. You know.
That's Herbie Hancock.
He said Greg Landry really quietly too. Nah, I give Steve the pass.
You're giving him a pass on that one?
100.
Greg Landry.
He said everything. He was talking about how Jadeveon didn't work out, Vic Beasley didn't work out. He called out the Titans' main stars. You know, he kind of had a grasp of what was going on. He just got one thing wrong. He got a 98 on the test. Congrats, you still got an A. But no seal approval. Nah, you know, I'm okay with that.
Greg and Harold, you know?
unlike Zach, who just failed him. Zach gave him an F.
Come on, man. It's
You're a hard test grader that there. It's such a difficult time.
He tried, man. He was going through it, and you could even hear him stutter. He was like, Greg.
He got Landry, though.
He got Landry. That's big.
Yeah.
He saw Landry. The back of the jersey. He knew what it is. It's just like you're talking about it, like, and he clearly knows somebody named Landry. It's just how do you not – once again, and this all comes once again right after Tennessee Titans fans are just craving for the fact that they want – you know, national attention and all this kind of stuff, and it just gives them even more fire to say, why are we not in the national scene being treated like a good team, like a top team in the NFL?
That's what you sound like. Who cares?
And then today you get power rankings. You know,
they're totally not, they're totally objective, critical thought, not meant to bait engagement or clicks, and to think otherwise is just stupid.
Yeah.
You think we're not trying our hardest to be, you think this is a game? You think there's these backroom deals where it's like, hey, before we post this, this is the goal of the post. You think that, you're an idiot. Not in sports. The sports consumer is too much, is they're so much smarter than the political consumer. They would never fall for it. Give me a break.
I'm really interested to know what your guys' power rankings are.
Well, we've been seeing
the Arizona Cardinals number one.
Yeah, well, why? Because they're the only team that hadn't been beaten.
And they also beat a team that I think the Rams are ahead of them in that power ranking that we saw. Yeah. And if you don't know what we're talking about, it's Sportsline. Sportsline.
I have it. If you want to go over it,
Sportsline.
Yeah, go through what it was. Okay, right, exactly.
Bruno has a great point because it's
well,
so
it was
bad.
even
the, you know, Colts are ahead of the Titans.
And I'm not putting just Sportsline here. Cowherd had his ranking, I think, and it was crazy that
it's all meant to be engagement.
It really is.
And Sportsline has been doing this all year. I made one tweet about it, and then a guy who gets paid to fall on a sword, which he does a great job at it. You know, goes out there, defends the brand. I get it. Like, that's your job.
He's a nice guy. Like, it's Alan Bell. Like, it's not hidden. He's all over Twitter. I love Alan. He's great. You know what? And he's a brand guy. And you got to give it to him. That's what it is. And he's going to defend it. But holy hell. I mean, the ranking is crazy.
It's blatant. Like, the second I saw this,
I'm calling him out. I'm just calling the fact that we know what it is. Like, it's just.
I kind of call out at least his premise. Like, you can't always. You know, you can't pick and choose when you're genuine and not. Like, either you're playing the part or you're not.
If you sign a contract when you have to be. That way, you have, you know what I mean?
No,
like,
I know that's why I always talk about it. It messes with me. We always talk about on the show, like, it messes with me when I just can't be real.
Yeah,
and I know that's the way you make it in this business,
right? I know.
Which he's done all this cool stuff. Like, people will like I think he paid for a bunch of kids' like equipment or something. Like,
yeah, no,
like, he's a genuinely good dude. But when he
straight up out of his own pocket,
when he also straight up is either lying or wrong about companies, you know, just doing crazy stuff to get engagement, like, it's just, you know, it's just true. And that power ranking sucks. And my favorite part about the tweet was right under it, some guy comments, we use Sportsline's scientific method of he's a scientific method of
D's, you know, how about that?
I wanted to say it, but I was like, I don't want to.
Ray, what was the power ranking?
We all know who Bruno's got number one, but on Sportsline, by the way, on the bottom of the tweets is, who are we sleeping on? So this should be...
that right there should be enough that they're trying to bait it so hard. Yeah. Like, we need to start... That's what we need to do, really. Like, we always talk about for the show, like, obviously we're a new show, right? We always talk about, how are we going to find our thing? When's it going to happen? We need to start a clickbait call-out segment.
I think... So... I love where you're going with this. And I say we add on to it. This is just pitches right now. I say we add on to it where it's like, we do the clickbaiting too, but we break the fourth wall by having a call out clickbait session.
Right.
And then sometimes we'll call out ourselves.
You know,
we can kind of like break the
old takes exposed, right? Like that kind of thing. Yeah. Just do it with clickbait exposed, you know, something like that. We're on to something. Go ahead, Ryan. All right.
So in this power rankings, you want to go from 10 to 1? Or do you want to go?
Okay. Go bottom up.
So at 10, they've got the Saints. At 9,
they put on a hell of a performance last night, right? Really shows it. Jameis Winston, a 46 QBR, looking great.
3 hours, I'm never getting back ever again. It was so bad. At 9, they've got Cowboys, then the Packers.
What's the Cowboys record?
5-1.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
They're 1 loss to the Bucks.
Then
by 2 points.
Then at 8, they got the Packers. Then at 7, they got the Titans. Then the Colts.
And then, okay, now we stop, right? Like, we take a full halt there. I was on here yesterday talking about how the Titans, you know, it's great. They beat the Chiefs. They beat the Bills. Great. They lost to the Jets, right? You could give me some sort of sway if you're going to say power rankings. Like, that Jets loss, like I was saying yesterday, it's going to hang there, and people are going to think about it over and over again. But you can't say that they're worse than the Colts right now.
They should just put the Seattle Kraken on the power list and just see what happens. They should just put a G League team on there and just see if people say something.
Now you're getting into like Instagram accounts, which they do that on purpose. They will straight up put something completely wrong and then just see if anybody engages with it. And I think we're watching like big companies start to like shift over and do that. Mm-hmm. Go ahead.
Then they have the Ravens. Cardinals at 4.
Cardinals are 4, by the way.
The Cardinals are also the only undefeated team in the NFL.
The only undefeated team and have beat really good teams. And have beat
who? Who's on the list?
The Rams.
Who are they next?
They're above them, yes.
There you go.
And then...
Science.
Then they have the Buccaneers at 2.
Which probably is true. Buccaneers probably are 2 in my mind.
And then at 1, they have the Buffalo Bills.
Who did the Bucs lose to again? I can't even remember off the top of my head.
Who did they lose to? They lost to somebody. I'm forgetting who they lost to as well. It was just a bad game. It was the Rams. They lost to the Rams.
Yeah.
That's what it was. They didn't have Antonio Brown out there, and they were in Los Angeles, and that was when we were all like, Rams are amazing.
Yeah, they had that showdown, yeah.
So the Rams beat the Bucs, and they're not even above them in that list. It's just...
This is a stupid list.
It really is.
The Bills are number 1, by the way.
And if you wanted to get even more meta, are the Bills still a top 5 power ranking team? Like, yeah, they should be. They should be 4. Maybe they could be 3.
Also, were the Ravens on that list?
They were, I believe, 5.
Where were the Bengals on that list?
Nowhere. They're not on the list.
Bengals were not on that list. Chargers were not on this list. And Raiders were not even on this list.
Well, we can talk about the Raiders separately. They don't deserve to be on the list.
Yeah, they do.
They suck.
Whatever.
They're 5-2.
Good for them. Enjoy
it. So you wouldn't have them over the Saints?
Well, look, the Saints, I'll talk about that one too, okay? They should have done the list from 9. That's what they should have done. But, like, this is... And if you want to get even... Like, it's just... I hate it. We know too much.
Well, you got to do it. You just got to do it.
If you're a listener of the show too, like, I hope you're catching on with this. Like, I hope you're... This is starting to kind of sway a little bit. Like, I don't want to be like that alt, like, crazy, you know, conspiracy theory guy. But I hope you're starting to see this. When Bruno and I point this out, because we're doing, like, what is it? What do we say? What's the Thanos? We're cursed with knowledge. Like, we're just cursed with knowledge.
Yeah, being in the know.
Yeah, we just know too much about this. And I hope you're starting to change your mind so you don't fall into this pattern.
We probably look like industry traders, and that's the thing. And people probably don't like that 100%. It's the same thing when Chael Sonnen got mad at Joe Rogan, because Joe Rogan's all out there on his podcast. He's like, Colby Covington is the obvious character. And then Chael Sonnen's like, don't give away the secrets of the business. And it's all, you know.
Don't break kayfabe, as in wrestling, right?
Yeah, but it's too bad we are in the real world, and sorry I'm not a part of your little social quiet circle. shut up.
It's like,
I play on sometimes. Joe Rexrode was beside me, Twitter, arguing with Vandy fans just for no reason during the game because we were all that bored. And I'm like, why are you making fun of my people? Why are you doing it? I was like, let my people go. I was like, let my people go. But he was clearly doing it just to get on their nerves. And am I going to go defend the honor? Like, no. I wanted to just go tweet at people like, he's just a cog in the wheel. Don't pay. But it's all a game. Like, you know.
We got to shout out to anybody who was fighting for Vandy at that point too, because that's middle of a 40-3 loss. Those guys are down bad.
Yeah, it is. Dude, I couldn't imagine being on a team like that. Just haven't won SEC game in who knows how long.
Well, since y'all were there, right? Hadn't it been that long?
They beat Missouri. They were when Missouri was ranked in 2019. That was the only SEC game they've won since I've been there.
Yeah. Jeez.
Wow.
They got another chance this week to do it against Missouri.
Please.
Are they here?
Yeah.
They are here for that one?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. I gotta tell Chris I don't think I can go to that one. I gotta coach. The student came up to me and wanted to compete, thank God. So I'll just have to watch it on my phone.
Oh darn. But yeah, it's just like I don't know. It's the industry. Like it really is just like it is. Which I understand there is a room for it. You know what I mean? Like I'm not sitting here saying that everything I do is just it's so honorable. Like when I tweeted out and got everybody got all pissed about it. Corey Davis, remember?
Yeah.
You know, it's like I was like, I hope Corey, I knew what I was doing when I said that.
I think my issue was just, you know, like, he's a part of the brand, and then he plays the brand up. But then he came out and he brought his genuine. He played onto his genuine side to seem right in a just while strictly being wrong, and that bothered me. But I'm not. But he does all these good things, so I don't want to call the guy. I don't want to bring up the attention. But also, it's also just you're playing wrong and stupid, and you have me seething in the mouth over here.
And you know what? And that's the even more like meta side of it too. Is that that's what. And I'm not just saying that for them. Like I'm saying for everybody. If we're talking about like the machine, is they want that.
Yeah. People act like we're not a part of a billion-dollar industry either.
Yeah.
Like, you're accusing me of doing things for money over ethics? That's unbelievable.
I can't believe that.
Yeah, I am. Because it's all that's on my mind.
Well, and it's like people don't understand this too. And this is just like a marketing side, not just for this business, right? But for any kind of political talk, news talk, YouTubers, whatever. If you are interacting with that thing, whether it's like you could be watching a YouTube video and you you say, I don't like it, and you put a thumbs down on it. Okay, you interacted with it. You prove that you're a part of it and you're listening and you care enough to know something about it. Like when you send in complaints about whatever it is, businesses don't look at that and say, oh, no, a complaint. They say, hey, people are listening. You know, people are paying attention to our thing.
Yeah.
And it's like they want that.
This has been known for SportsCenter back when ESPN and SportsCenter were cool and funny, which they're actually starting to get there again with that whole Eli Manning
thing. Oh, we haven't even talked about that.
But,
we will,
though. So they're starting to actually get there. Good for them. But anyways, that old SportsCenter, like where they're in a room with it. They have some athlete just on a chair, and it's that – who is that? He was African-American, had glasses, passed away tragically.
Stuart Scott.
Yeah, that – first of all, that hurt. I think it was a younger him, and he's like, controversy equals what? And he's like, money. And then like flip the board, and it's a joke, but it's true.
It's there.
You want, like, unless you're a powerhouse like Disney wants to be liked by everybody. But once you get to that point, because it's all about advertising, but when you're trying to make in the world, you want half the people to like you and half the people to hate you, because those people are going to clash and talk about it. If everybody likes you, you're going to get 100 likes on your post. Do you want 100 likes, or do you want 50 likes, but then like 20 comments, 20 retweets, quote tweets, you know, there's one gets a lot more impressions than the other. It's simple. It's business. It's math.
It's literally business.
If you understand what we're telling you, then you just don't belong.
It's not your demographic, really. Like straight up. Like this is just like, that is a blueprint to people that are like, how do I get into the business? There you go. That is your blueprint. That's what you need to do.
Clay Travis was the Nashville king of it, baby.
Yeah, I mean, and built an empire off of it. A literal empire.
He was the king of it. Figured it out before anybody else. Well, he probably didn't figure it out, but he was the one that was...
Well, everything's not original, right? Like
100%.
Yeah. You know, and it really is. It's first. A rinse, wash, repeat business. It's just that. And this goes for not just sports. It's political. It's everything.
Oh, my God.
It's literally everything.
Yeah, it's worse than politics, too.
And now it's so bad where you have, like, Facebook monetizing everything off of that. And it's been proven. The Whistler came out and was like, yeah, they're simply wanting this to happen because more people engage.
A once, like, long-time, like, trustworthy news source of CNN just, like, comes out. It just, you know, like, when they called out Joe Rogan for the ivermectin stuff, it's just so funny. It's funny in a sad way. It's just supposed to be news, but, you know, you don't make the money off the news. You make the money off the playing off the partisanship.
Rogan might be the one guy who maybe doesn't do this in the industry. You know what I mean? And somehow has built a, like, an actual, like a real empire off this and the multi-millions, hundreds of millions of dollars that he has in it. But that is the worst guy I can't believe that guy. What's his name?
CNN head medical correspondent. Yeah. I don't know his name, but that's what his title
Gupta
was.
Something. I forget his last name.
Of course you're going to go on Rogan.
Yeah.
What if he hates the CNN job and he's like, I'm going to go on Rogan. If I was him, I would have just thrown him right under the bus.
Yeah, and he totally didn't.
No, he did.
And Rogan was not going to let it go. Like, every time he tried to get off, man. If you haven't watched that is...
such a funny...
It's good because it's really, like, there is a world, like, we talk about all the time, not only just, like, what we're saying now, but also just, like, the fakeness of what you see majority of the time is just fake. Like, it really... I hate this because we're becoming this, like, indie, you know... We're like deep state scene of show that like, oh, we're exposed to secrets.
I don't want to be the Alex
Jones. I don't want to be that either.
Well,
no.
I want to work for a company.
Yeah. We'll sell out just as quickly for anybody else. Like, we're down.
I've always said that. I'm open to it.
But it's just the truth of it. Like, that's how things work in this industry. Not just this industry, but just all of, you know, entertainment in general, right? Like, the people are so fake, and then they get off air, and then they just hate each other and they curse and they lie, which segues beautifully into how the ESPN2 broadcast of Monday Night Football happened last night. And I'm actually sad because I forgot that was because the Eli and Peyton show had been on hiatus for a little bit for the last couple weeks. And I forgot this is the week that they started. And if you missed that moment of Marshawn Lynch dropping the F-bomb on ESPN, which what had to have been the first F-bomb right into a mic in ESPN, like, ever, I got to think. It had to be up there. There can't be many of them out there.
I am really surprised they don't have a censor. Like, they just
let a delay. How do they not have a delay?
Yeah, they just let it ride. I don't know. And my five-head theory is you just let it ride because we're all talking about it. Eat the fine. It's that simple. I couldn't imagine pitching that to executives. They would be like, what is this kid talking about? But I would advocate for that. Do it because now we're all talking about it.
Yeah, we're all talking about it. And then you had
it's worth the fine.
The last week of it, you had Eli Manning dropping the double birds. Remember, he flipped off and he threw that out there as well. And now they have this, and it's like you got Peyton talking about henny shots. Like, it's
oh my god, people are unclipping that and just like they're just posting the 5-second clip of Peyton going like, oh, you got the 3 henny shots, and everyone's like, racist. Peyton's racist. Poor people are falling for that. I hate that. Also hilarious.
You got to give it up. If this is like how the media is starting to go, where they're like, cussing's all right, like it's starting to get into that world, because there is a lane for it. Like when we're talking about sports, like, I don't know. There's the people that get mad at Barstool and they don't like what Barstool, and I understand. There's a lot of stupid stuff that goes on at Barstool. But there is a lane for where people talk sports. Like if you're talking sports with your buddies and you're telling me you're not saying you're just owning or cussing like a sailor, but real talk, you're sitting on your couch there. That's what that has. That's in it. That's ingrained in almost every sport. Now, we can debate if it's right or wrong to cuss. We can debate that. But, like, the real side of all of this is that actually happens when you're talking sports.
I've only heard of one guy ever that doesn't swear in all my sports life.
Tim
one
Tebow.
I've never known anybody that's connected to him, but I could see him swearing in the background.
Maybe.
But the only other person I've ever heard of that's like, he won't do it is Andy Dalton.
Really?
Yep. No, I didn't know that. He's a gosh darn it.
100%. Gosh darn it. Yeah. I just.
Which, lame. But.
Well, you heard him try to also hype up a team, and they're like, he couldn't like motivate me to make a sandwich.
He couldn't motivate me to breathe air.
Yeah. It's just, but there's a lane for it. So I wonder if maybe that's just ESPN trying to like say, okay, look, we have this like real version because, you know, Peyton and Eli, they're professionals in football, but they're not broadcast professionals. They're not. Peyton's probably getting close to it. You know what I mean?
He tries to keep that show on like a pace. He's the clear, like he's the clear you of that show.
Well, somebody's got to be, and he's got the most experience. You know, he's done the most of, you know, he's been on SNL. He's
like when
Peyton's places.
When Marshawn dropped it, Peyton immediately he locks in and he tries to move past it. Eli's just, like, you're not supposed to acknowledge it, but Eli's like, yeah,
well, then Peyton apparently put on like some phony apology at the end of it too, like because the producer's probably like, got to apologize or something like that. But it is strange that they don't have some sort of delay system to make sure that doesn't happen. But
no, at that point, it's like conspiracy over. It's not a conspiracy. They want, like, they expect it.
Yeah, it really has to be because. But that makes it so much more fun to watch when stuff like that happens. So I'm glad for it. And I mean, really, it in a bad game, too. Like, you're watching a bad football game. At least you have something that makes you laugh.
100%.
They get good guests on there, too. Like, they have, like, solid guests every single week that's on that. All right, we need to run to our next break, our first break of the second hour, but we want you to jump in. 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. What are your thoughts on, you know, hearing some of the cussing starting to happen and just, I don't know, just maybe. Maybe it's more terrible natured. I don't know. I want to hear from you. Jump in. Lines available. Again, 615-844-5600. We need to go to break. But first, let's talk about our friends over at Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, located at 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. That's 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison. Check out their website. I'm telling you, this is the best reference tool they have that you can find everything out right from the comfort of your own home, whatever you're doing. Maybe you're in your office right now. Maybe you're in the car, whatever. You're stopped at a red light. You can look at it there as well. NissanOfRivergate.com. That's NissanOfRivergate.com. That's where you go to check out their full inventory of everything they have on the lot. But also, you can check out their specials, their deals, their new and used inventory. And the best part, they're open 24/7 on the website. You can always talk to somebody any day or night right there on the website, and you'll have answers, questions, all that kind of fun stuff that you need to make sure your buying experience is as good as possible. And I'm telling you why I know this is because every vehicle I've ever purchased has been from Hayes Nissan of Rivergate. And I'm telling you, the process has been amazing all the way through. Every step of the way, you're going to enjoy it. You're going to enjoy everything also they have outside just their sales, their service, their award-winning body shop, everything they have there to make sure that you are totally taken care of with your vehicle. Again, 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, 1550 Gallatin Pike North in Madison, and check them out on the web at nissanofrivergate.com. That's Hayes Nissan of Rivergate, where your dollar always goes farther.
Attention homeowners that have ever had a broken appliance. That's a joke, right? We've all had broken appliances. I own a home just like you and have found a way for as little as a dollar a day to have all the major appliances in my home on a warranty plan. They're guaranteed to be fixed or replaced. You know how expensive an air conditioner, the heating system, a washing machine, dryer, water heater, or refrigerator can be. For about a dollar a day, all your major appliances are protected in case they break. Unless you're Daddy Warbucks or the Monopoly guy and you don't care about money, call my friends at the Home Service Club now and get a warranty on your major appliances. It's a free call and the first month is free. But be one of the first 25 people to call within the next 10 minutes.
800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. 800-830-8147. Again, that's 800-830-8147.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance, or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. 800-806-9554. That's 800-806-9554.
Hey Nashville, get ready to party Smashville style. On February 26th, the Nashville Predators will make history with the first ever outdoor NHL game in Tennessee as they host the 2022 Navy Federal Credit Union NHL Stadium Series. The Preds will take on the back-to-back Stanley Cup champion Tampa Bay Lightning in front of 70,000 rockin' fans. Visit NHL.com/stadium series tickets.
He's back and we've got him. The George Plaster Show.
Hold on, who is that person?
That was me. Over the bag of Cheetos.
Perry, how long have you been on radio in this market? At what moment do you think when you're doing a live bid, it's okay to open Cheetos on the air?
What in the hell?
Live, local, George Plaster. Weekdays starting at 2 on WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
Breaking news out of Houston. This is from at Mike Silver. Texans chairman Cal McNair used an anti-Asian slur at a team golf event that caused many in the audience to gasp.
Can you please tell me, not on air, what is the word this man used?
I have no idea. I haven't seen that.
Yeah, I haven't seen the word either.
Are there in the world, you know? There are a lot, but in America, it's just not, at least in the South, it's not like you hear them firing off the rip. I wonder what elicited such a reaction.
Are you about to I don't know if this is really a bad one. Can you? You could say it. You're not white.
Let me see.
I'm white, and I don't know what will happen from it. It's right there at the bottom of that paragraph. Do you see it? You see the quote that's right there?
The first one?
This is from Bally Sports. Yeah, if it's at the bottom of the end of a paragraph, one of the paragraphs on the screen. It's not, I don't know. I'm not going to say it's not bad, but it's not.
It's two words?
Yeah.
The China virus?
Yes. That's what he said. He said that it's unfortunate we couldn't gather last year.
They put
year.
On the headline, it's slur?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, they just got us a click.
Yeah. So that's apparently he referred to it.
Is it in bad taste? Maybe. That's the argument. Anti-Asian slur? I won't.
That is what they're saying that he said that made the audience gasp. That he said, and he was referring to the idea that we couldn't have this golf tournament apparently in, you know, because of last year, because of COVID, essentially. But he called it that, the China virus. I mean, I don't know. So that's once again, that's McNair's
name.
Adam
Silver's getting involved? What did he say?
Well, that was Mike Silver. That was the reporter. Oh. Not Adam Silver. No. Adam Silver's NBA, so that would, I mean, he's staying away.
He said Houston, but I don't know what sports team it was.
Texans. Houston Texans.
What a dweeb.
Yeah.
Yeah. First of all, you're a billionaire. You own all this important stuff. Don't do stuff that'll move the needle. It ruins your bottom line. That's the point of being a businessman, right?
Yeah.
Hey, fun fact about being a businessman, being inclusive only helps your business. Wow.
It really does. Because you know what? More people can go to your business.
So when there's racist business owners, it goes against your most basic principle of being, you know, a businessman.
He's too high up, though. He's probably already in the emails for something.
I always say, you know, Jeff Bezos can't be that great of a businessman. He's richest man in the world and just threw half of it away just to, you know, mess with another chick. So it is what it is. You can't really call yourself that. Granted, it's Amazon, so he became the richest man in the world.
Again.
A year later.
Well, no, I don't think he even lost it, did he?
he lost a third of it. Or like a quarter.
No, I'm saying I don't think he lost the title. He was, even after a divorce, he was still the richest man in the world.
Oh.
And the wife became the third richest person.
Tesla was so overvalued, Elon like beat him. Elon did beat him for like a month.
Did you see that Elon Musk is set to be a trillionaire? He's supposed to be the first trillionaire because of SpaceX. Somebody put out a projection or something with SpaceX.
Him, I don't want to do any of that stuff.
Trillionaire.
I enjoy being Bruno the dweeb. I like it. I couldn't imagine
$1 trillion, yeah. Bruno. Go check out the Federal Reserve Bank, and that'll make your mind blow when you find out it's not federal.
The best part about that is Elon would need to make 23 times more than he already has to pay off our national debt.
So. Who holds all the money? Where's all this money?
I can't wait till the economy crashes again. It's going to be a great time. Who's going to sponsor the show then?
No.
They're asking the big questions.
No, shut up.
Hey.
That's two in the meta now.
I'm always prepared. You can't be blindsided if you're always prepared. You know what I'm saying? So live in La La Land all you want to. I'm ready. Bring it on.
All right, let's go to the, speaking of La La Land, let's go to the phone line, 615-844-5600. Jeff in the borough. Jeff, how you doing?
What's going on? You guys are talking about Elon Musk. You see where Hertz rent a car, bought all those Teslas to rent out.
Yeah, 100,000.
Was it 100,000?
Jesus Christ.
That's what made the Tesla $1 trillion worth, they said.
Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, it's good for Tesla, though. It's good for Tesla, obviously, but it's good for Hertz because Hertz, big expenditure, and I can talk about this because I was actually a manager for Hertz for a little bit. How funny is that? Before I got into radio. But their biggest expenditure was always, you know, upkeep of cars, gas, and oil changes, all that kind of stuff. And now you don't have to do any of that. Like, that is a huge overhead.
But to fix Teslas, you're going to need, like, a specialist, right? Or maybe, I don't know.
I have no idea. They'll just go to a Tesla specialist.
There used to have to be more, like when people rent them, there had to be more charging stations to charge them up, you know.
You know, there's tons of them in Hendersonville. I don't know about other cities, but there are tons of them in Hendersonville. It's become
a
marketing talk, but it's become such a marketing thing that if you're a business, put out a charging station in front of your business, and then cars, they'll come and they're there for 30 minutes and... So every McDonald's has like charging stations because they know you'll walk in and get a burger or something while you're charging your car for 15 minutes.
Yeah, I agree. That's like that plant they're going to build over near, Memphis, over in West Tennessee. They're going to have bags. I forget how many bags they're going to make a week. I want to say a million and a half a week or something. They're going to have a battery plant plus making electric cars.
Is that Ford, right, that's doing that?
It's 40 that they've invested.
Yeah,
it's like 900 million because the total, because I think it's like two or three hundred million. It's just infrastructure, roads, and just, somebody was saying that one of my friends, he builds roads, and he said they had to run a pipe, run the water or where infrastructure like 40 miles to get them water, sir, or whatever to get to the place where they're going to build the plant and things to it. And they say it's like five thousand. can the Braves forget about the Dodgers and beat the Astros? Or is it going to be a hangover from the Dodgers? I know George says it's the Berlin Wall, so is it really time to are we going to conquer China tonight when they beat the Astros? What is it, we going to be communist China now when they beat the Astros in the World?
What are you talking about right now, Jeff? You lost me real quick. Berlin Wall, China, what's happening?
George Plaster said that the Dodgers are the Braves' Berlin Wall. So if the Braves beat the Astros, is that communist China they're beating? Is it going to be time to shine?
They're going to
be beat the Astros?
Jeff.
Keep y'all listening to Braves on WNSR, Brentwood, Nashville. Hang in there, guys.
Jeff, I hope you're listening still.
He is.
Listen, I don't know how these people hate you here. Jeff this, Jeff that. Jeff, I love you.
He is right, though. Houston is communist China. And I'm not afraid to say that.
Houston is the Latin communist. It's I mean, a few South American states are socialist. They've just slowly trickled into Houston, and boom. Yeah.
There it is. And now they cheat in baseball, and they don't deserve a franchise. That's true. All right, they don't deserve a franchise there anymore.
Just baseball?
No, they can have football. Baseball just needs to leave. Okay. You can't cheat like that and be obvious, and then nothing happens, okay?
Nothing did happen. That's
nothing.
Most gangster thing ever.
You know who I celebrate? Joe Kelly. I celebrate Joe Kelly, pitcher for the Dodgers, who was beating them on purpose, got thrown out of the game, and then is just mocking him as he's walking away. Like, just continue, and they're all getting mad. He's just doing frowny faces. And he gets quoted as, "Mama didn't raise no B." Right? Like, that's what he's like, you did something, you're going to get something back for it. And I praised him. Good job.
You're right. We got them rings, baby.
Yeah.
Houston, HTL for life.
He's
still in Vegas.
I hate them so much. All right, we need to run to our last break. When we come back, though, we got some current events with Young Ray over there. If you want to jump in, 615-844-5600. That's the F&M Bank phone line. Get in now. Line's available. Last chance. Back after this here on the Afternoon Stretch.
Hey, this is George Plaster. As some of you know, I've set up the Plaster and Friends Celebrity Bowling Night presented by Gish Sherwood and Friends Monday night, November the 29th at Hermitage Strike and Spare. Proceeds from the event will benefit Last Minute Toy Store and the Martha O'Brien Center. Those are two charities that I am really excited about. Here's the way you can get involved. Simply go to celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. Again, celebritybowlingnight@gmail.com. There will be a 6 to 8 p.m. shift and an 8 to 10 p.m. shift. You select which shift you want to be in. Each foursome will play two games, and each foursome will be paired with two different sports celebrities. Cost is $200 per person or $800 for a foursome. I'm not promising great bowling, but what I am promising is a fun event you will never forget.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
The fans are back and Bridgestone Arena is full. 17,159 Preds fans in gold. Watch your Nashville Predators take on the San Jose Sharks and New York Islanders live from Smashville. Join us October 26th and 30th. NashvillePredators.com/tickets to secure your seat now. We need you there, loud and proud. It's the Preds against the Sharks and Islanders. NashvillePredators.com/tickets. Let's go, Preds!
Five state forecast.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast throughout this afternoon. Mostly sunny, temps in the mid-90s, slight chance of a passing shower. Mostly clear overnight tonight, lows low 70s, and Friday 50-50 chance of rain. Mostly sunny, temperatures in the 90s, heat index values near 100. Utilizing the resources of the WeatherBug Network on Nashville Sports Radio. I'm WNSR's Joe Gardner. Sports Radio WNSR.
Billie Eilish bringing us back into the afternoon stretch here. Bruno Reagan, Ray Dosky, Zach Williams here in the Strike and Spare Family Fun Center studio. You can just let this beat play. One of the best beats. I love it so much. I'm telling you, that her album, Where Do We Go When We Fall Asleep, probably one of my favorite albums. Like, just hands down.
She's talented.
She's so talented. Did not really like Happier Things, though. Or what? Happier Than Ever. That was her newest album.
I like Billie stuff.
I like Billie, though. She's good. She's
100%,
good.
100%. I think I'm the first lock in this room to make. I'm 100% locked in to make the Listener League playoff after going on a 3-win streak. Close game after close game after close game. I am a lock for the playoff. You guys have to earn it still.
There's still a lot of fantasy football left, sir.
And I'm 100% locked into the playoff. So, bang.
Yeah, well, we'll see.
Who cares? I'm just building the super team now for the playoff.
Yeah. Go ahead. Make more trades. You're going to out. You're gonna over-trade. That's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I've over-traded into Deebo Samuel and Christian McCaffrey and...
Can't wait till Christian McCaffrey never comes back like he did last season.
He was almost ready. He was practicing to play.
Oh, this was all last season. Literally, was it not, Ray? This was
100%.
Every week it was like Christian McCaffrey's finally.
He's back this week.
He's back in practice right now.
Sunday.
Held out.
He's deactivated. And active for game one.
It's literally a mirror of last week. Is he made of glass? Like, is he actually made of glass? He looks like a well-built young man.
I just think it's just because of his size. I mean, he's a 200-pounder, but just the workload itself, I mean, it's expected. I mean, what,
he was
13 games last year? Or was it 7? Well, I forget how many.
Jeez.
Yeah.
Fantasy football.
He won't let me down.
Lost to Nick. So upset.
That was close. Yeah.
It was such a close game. If Antonio Gibson just... does anything more than what he did, I win. That's all.
I'm glad the trades have worked out for everybody else.
Kyle Pitts, though, is balling out. He's so awesome. That one worked out.
It was my sleeper draft, and you thought I was stupid for it. And
well, you are stupid, but
how
that worked out for you.
Yeah, I'm so stupid that I'm locked into the playoff. That is awesome.
I think I'm already locked into the playoff. I'm pretty sure. Did you do the math?
It does it for you on the league.
I haven't looked on that.
Ray, I'm not locked
Ray
in.
Ray is
6%
to make it, and Bobby is 20-something percent. I think you're the third lowest.
No way. I'm not even like – I'm like the top three on the league.
I think it's because of head-to-heads with the other low people.
Oh. I've beaten all those people.
I'll tell you. I'll tell yours right now. All right. You're just not locked in, though. I know you're not. Let's
trying to make a trade, though, right now. I want Alvin Kamara, and there's no way I'm going to get it in the list. Yeah, no it's just way. Not going to happen.
You are the commish, 88%.
88%. That's basically in. That's a B.
Yeah.
That's a B plus. All right. That's happening.
How do I not get in when you get 10 out of 12 teams that go to the playoffs? How does that work?
Ray, do you want the real answer?
No, I don't.
I don't think you do.
Because I know it already.
All right. Let's get into some of your current events. What do you got for us?
Speaking of not letting us down, last night's Monday Night Football game was a snoozer. But if you were able to check in and chime and listen to the Mannings with Brady, they definitely kept you entertained. So there's a bit I wanted you guys to listen to about their time playing against one another.
I said, you know, earlier today how much I admired watching both you guys play your incredible careers and, you know, the games we played against each other, although I enjoyed them much, much more the ones I played against Peyton and Eli. You know, you guys just, we had so many great battles. So I
enjoyed
love
all
being
our
a
games,
part of
Tom. I really enjoyed them all.
Yeah. First of all, when Tom is talking about, first of all, Tom's already broken his own fourth wall. When he was talking about earlier, he was on that barbershop show. He's like, "Yeah, when I say stuff to the media, I'm thinking the opposite. Like that guy's a great corner." So when he's talking about, "Yeah, I'm watching Peyton and Eli. I'm watching your careers, and you know, we're just admiring it." Yeah, the whole time he's meaning the opposite. That was the most passive aggressive part of the whole thing, but it was all in good fun too. So
you got to shout out Eli though. Yeah. You know? There's not many people that are like, it's Eli and Nick Foles. That's all you got out there that can say, you know what? We beat Brady in the Super Bowl.
It's literally the only reason Eli is going to be in the Hall of Fame. Other than that, everyone's like, don't put him in there. Don't put him in there. He doesn't deserve it. Below 500 win percentage. Only two Super Bowl. No.
You gotta give it up to him, though.
Beating Tom Brady is going to get him in the Hall of Fame.
What do you guys think about Tom Brady and this new side we see of him? Like, did you guys see he came out with a tweet where he's saying like he's watching these defenses like watching cars.
He also is playing Love Sosa in his highlights on where he's just sitting there on his phone. He's like, another win. O-line played great. Defense was locked down. Receivers were out there balling. Mike Evans, three tutties. And then he's, you know, Love Sosa comes on. I was going to say, I saw that tweet the second it came up, and I was going to say, Chief, keep Tom Brady. No way. I was like, no one's going to care about this tweet. And then all of a sudden, everyone's like, Tom Brady and Chief Keefe. Tom Brady dropping Chief Keefe after being in Chicago. So I was like, I could have been first, but whatever.
First off, that is an underrated part of Tom Brady is his TB12 production team is amazing. Yeah. Like their little videos they make, that little hype, they've been doing it forever, and their little hype thing is tremendous. Like, I mean, out of this world.
When Tom Brady was going to block back when he was with the Patriots, and they were like playing videos of like tanks and stuff rolling. Yeah. Like, they like put the filter on 50-50, where it was both videos playing over top of each other. It's like,
that is top grade. Nobody else in the NFL is doing that. Really, people are missing the boat.
I love TB12 as a brand because what are they selling? What do they do? How do they make them? It's nothing.
Well, they sell their TB12 system. You ever seen that? It's like health. They have like health foods. They have like
water and stuff like that.
Powders.
Right?
They have a lot of stuff. Because
sports fans are healthy. Yeah. It's the wrong demographic.
You want to be like Tom Brady and not eat anything but strawberries? Here's the TB12 system.
So my point stands. They don't sell anything.
They really don't.
I just enjoy seeing this side of him because, you know, being under Bill Belichick, you couldn't show that funner side. You always have to be serious, and you had to watch what you say. And it was just fun to see Tom now. He's able to express, like, his personality as he's been with Tampa, like, just to kind of say whatever he wants.
He's wearing his hat backwards on the sideline. He's like, yeah. Take that, Dad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of Tom Brady, too, not to cut in one of your current events, this probably was one, but so we talked about it yesterday a little bit, the Mike Evans giving the $600 touchdown football away to the crowd member. So it's been official that, like, this is the trade now. This is what he gets for giving that football up. He gets two signed jerseys and a helmet from Brady, right? He gets a Buccaneers signed, two of them signed, probably a home and away. He gets one signed Mike Evans jersey and game-worn cleats. Gross. $1,000 to their team store,
yep.
Right? Two season tickets for 2021 and the 2022 season. So for the rest of the season and next season, and one Bitcoin.
This is when the financial gurus go, that Bitcoin is worth more than... Shut up. Stupid. Idiot nerd.
What's a Bitcoin going for right now?
$63,000. Yeah.
$63,000.
$63,000. So we got... If he sold it right now, he gets $63,000 cash, right? It could possibly go up, could go down, whatever way. He gets two Tom Brady signed jerseys and a helmet. If he sold those, would he probably $500 a piece maybe is what he gets for those. And then he's got season tickets, which, I mean, maybe, I don't know if you could probably sell those, but if he did, he could maybe make another couple thousand off that. And $1,000 to the Bucks store, which he could sell for $1,000.
He got fleeced.
I think he still did.
Yep.
I think he still did. Because Bitcoin.
Tom openly talked about it. It was like he lost all of his leverage when he gave the ball back.
Yeah.
Tom was ready to treat it like a business transaction. Tom Brady was going to get that ball for whatever it was.
Yeah.
He spoke about it last night.
He was like, name your price. Like, and it seemed like he was going to be like, you know, because one of those things is like, how could you not just give the ball up? That's his ball in here. And like, Tom Brady was like, he acted like he was going to expect it and just play with the cards. So. Hey, being a nice person isn't always the best thing for you.
Nope, it sucks sometimes.
Yeah. Who was like, let's give him one Bitcoin?
Tom.
Tom did.
That's was part that
of
Tom?
Tom's like a Bitcoin believer.
Yeah. Oh, is
that's
he really?
Part of this thing. Is that's why he gave him the Bitcoin is so it can naturally like that. Talk about Bitcoin.
Though. You know what I mean? Give him three. If he gave him three Bitcoin, would we all feel better about it?
Yeah.
I really don't care either way.
No. I think you should get rid of the.
All the Bitcoins.
Get rid of the signed jerseys. Give me your game-worn jersey signed and just kind of have like a little message on there. But like.
I'd tell Tom, give me some of your hair.
I'm going to clone you. Yeah. You're going to be mine, Tom. Brady's like, Hey, kind of suit you be buried in. Tom Brady, like, oh, it's all scared. That's every time I think of Tom Brady, I think of that Family Guy skit.
I think of the Mark Wahlberg Ted scene.
Oh, that's
trying to collect. They're trying to collect his, you know what,
DNA.
Yeah, so they break into his house.
It's like golden. The best too was another movie that he came out in. All apparently was it was right after the Robert Kraft went to a massage parlor story, and he had already filmed this before it ever happened, so he didn't know. But it was a show on Netflix with Paul Rudd where you could go into this like spa or whatever. And the spa really was a rejuvenation clinic. And Tom Brady walked out of this like dingy spa, you know, mm-hmm. massage parlor. And I was like, I feel so much better. And Paul was like, whoa, Tom Brady comes here? And he's like, yeah, it's worth it. And like, you know, does all these insinuations. And then the news comes out that Robert Kraft's going all these. And Tom Brady's like, apparently they were asking Netflix, like, can you take that scene out?
They're like, no.
No, we're leaving that in 100%. Turns out, though, they were actually just cloning you and then killing off the other clone. Spoilers. Forget what that show's called. It was a good show, though, but it went away, I think, now, so it doesn't matter. Yes. If you haven't caught up yet, it's more or less your fault. Got to watch your shows. Can't hold on to, like, not watching Squid Game forever, Bruno. Got to just go ahead and give in.
Still haven't watched it.
Got to do it. You watched Tiger King, the first season of Tiger King? Well, guess what? Second season's coming out. They're going to have another Tiger King coming out in November.
Whenever the series is over, I'll watch it.
I don't know. I don't know when it's over. When are you going to watch Game of Thrones? You ever watch that?
That was my favorite show ever.
Really?
Yeah.
Garus. Love. I love me some Game of Thrones. All right. We're done today. Thank you so much for watching in, calling in, commenting in, everything you did. I appreciate it. Bruno appreciates it. Ray appreciates it. Y'all appreciate it so much. Braves baseball coming on at 6. World Series Game 1. You're going to be able to hear that here on Nashville Sports Radio. So stay tuned. Hopefully the Bravos can get it done in Houston starting tonight. Everybody, if nobody's told you, I love you. Have a great night. We will see you guys tomorrow here on Nashville Sports Radio.